Now, as Greg just mentioned, the folks living downstream from the Morganza spillway along the Atchafalaya River have been ordered to evacuate. And one of those evacuees will be Beulah Doucet. She runs Doucet's Grocery in Butte La Rose, Louisiana. It's a town about 40 miles west of Baton Rouge. And we spoke to her as locals were stopping by to pick up last-minute supplies. Tell me what's going on right now at the grocery store. Who's coming
chaos.
In?
Chaos. Very chaos. Everybody's moving, and they all want to know what's going on, and so that's it.
Are people stopping in to buy supplies?
Oh, yeah, they're buying everything they possibly can. I mean, the food, the ice, the drinks, and everything.
Have any officials told you what to expect?
Well, the Corps of Engineers says we're going to have a whole bunch. I mean, like 29 feet. In 73, we had 27.3. Hmm. So they're giving us about 2 feet more
Wow. This
time. So we're going to have to move. I mean, I'm hoping that it doesn't get into the store. But if it does, oh, well, we'll start over when it clears.
Beulah, I understand that in 1973, you actually stayed put.
Yes, we did. We did because we lost our business for 3 months, but we were able to stay and with our stuff and protect it, you know, because you have a lot of looters around those times.
So why is this time different? You're going to leave. You're going to evacuate this time.
Well, it's going to be mandatory. They're going to make us go.
So are you packing up your store?
I've got a lot of stuff out of here. Oops, and I still have a lot of stuff in it that I can't dispose of, you know.
And do you expect to be able to come back to Butte La Rose?
I hope to. This has been my home forever. For 80 years, I hope to get back.
I mean, you sound like you're in somewhat good spirits given the circumstances.
Well, I am. I mean, you know, it's no use losing it because you just could be just make yourself miserable. I mean, I'm looking at the positive side, or I'm trying to at least.
Who's going to pay for the damage to your grocery store? Do you know?
Well, maybe a little insurance, but they don't put out too much money, you know. We'll just have to play it by ear, and of course the boys are all around me, and they'll help me.
As you know, engineers are saying they have to do this to save Baton Rouge.
Right. I understand that. Baton Rouge and New Orleans, yeah, they have to do that. But so a lot of us stand to lose a lot, but we all trust in the good Lord, and he will take care of us.
Do you feel like it's unfair that you guys are being asked to sacrifice for those other places?
Well, no. I try not to think that way. I think that, you know, everybody has to take care of their own, and that's the way it is.
When do you plan to leave?
I suppose if, at least by Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to make it mandatory that we have to get out. So I've got my motorhome packed, and we're taking a lot of stuff out of the store. I mean, some of my salespeople are coming to get some of the stuff, you know, so I'm doing okay. I'm going to come out smelling like a rose.
Well, Beulah, we hope that it all goes okay for you, and we'll be thinking about you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Just pray for me.
We will.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.